Thursday, May 11th. Still going on reaction. Got some pretty good positive stuff. Some concern now in our political group on the potential problem of being charged with a Vietnam sellout. Rogers called me this morning and said he felt that he and Henry should talk to the president today or tomorrow to show that Rogers is not cut out because of the simple story that said Connally was the strong man of making the decision and all. Also, he has to do the business council on Saturday and testify on Monday and Tuesday. He was thinking of having a press conference tomorrow on the response from the Soviets. We did have a message back from them that was much milder than was expected. They protested the blockade and all that sort of stuff, but didn't demand any action in any kind of way that concerned our people. We set up the Rogers meeting. President had me sit in, and it didn't really accomplish much. The president told Rogers not to have a press conference this week, emphasized that we have to turn off all of our PR apparatus on any comment on the Soviet answer or any interpretation of the Soviet attitude. Rogers was concerned about the incidents at sea negotiations with the Russians, and the president said to get some position papers to him and get an extension. The Soviets have an ultimatum. We have to have a decision tonight, or to extend it over the weekend. Regarding the Hill action, the president said we should play a firm line this weekend. Do nothing to weaken the possibility of winning. That is, don't do anything that will cut South Vietnamese morale. So there should be no congressional action until Monday, and we should discontinue any speculation that we would give in on a resolution, even if it were fairly favorable. The general feeling now, even on Henry's part, is that the summit is going to be on rather than off. And there's a new level of optimism on that point. The general attack is going well. The president's mood seems to be very good, although he's tired. He left at about 4:30 after the Rogers meeting for Camp David with Beebe. He had him up last night to go out for dinner on the boat and to stay up over the weekend. Apparently he's going to stay up at Camp David, at least I assume so. End of May 11th.